to pray for. We are looking to all the Antilles. He has got a history. In the past great war, when he was in the French line, and air soldier, and when he found that death is sure, the plane is falling within the jurisdiction, the German area, he prayed. He met me here, and then also Vrindavan. If there be any God, let him save me. But then he painted. Afterwards, when he woke up, he saw himself in a French hospital. And they could not say anything, but told that anyhow the plane somehow or other fell in the French area. Then he remembered his past prayer, and the straight when came out of hospital, went to the British churchman. I want to see God, if there be any, please advise, guide me. But afterwards, as he told, then they advised, you want to see God direct. It is not possible here. We have got no such suggestion in our Bible that you go to India and there maybe some yogi that can contact with, direct with God. So he came here. Anyhow, he took initiation from that lady devotee who was the wife of the then vice principal of Lucknow. And then in red cloth you were wandered through India into Navadvip also, met so many. And he established an ashram in Almora and began to preach also. But in your young age you must have heard his name, seen also. Another was Dr. Sardana, Madan Gopal Sardana. He was our god brother, superintending engineer. That's, she also comes from the other side. Another Tikam Singh. Another you might have heard, if not seen, Dr. Pannalal, who was advisor to the governor, UP, Bihar. They can come from Agra. There was one professor, my name, Surya Kumar Karkarma, a professor of mathematics in the Agra College. That gentleman was a good mathematician and detected some mistake in the calculation of a German mathematician. So he was a high name. And he was a devotee of Gauranga, Sri Gauranga. And influenced by his character, many persons in the UP, we found they are devotees of Sri Chaitanya Dev. This family, this Pannalal, three brothers, Asrapilal, a big advocate in Agra. Second, Pannalal, ICS, old ICS, and the last, he was governor, advisor to the governor. We saw in the paper. And the third brother, Kundam Lal, he was assistant editor in Manchester Garden in India for 20 years. And when a student in the First Great War, he visited Germany. He married one British lady, Carpeth Reed. The lady was the daughter of Carpeth Reed, the logician. We have read his logic, Carpeth Reed. Carpeth Reed's daughter, I forgot her name, he was the principal of the art college in England, some art college. And this Kundalal married her and had a daughter. Then he came away, and he also took Harinam from our Guru Maharaj. We caught him in Bishnoor while preaching. Then Kundalal was sometimes editor of a paper named National Call in Patna. He was the editor of a paper, a daily paper, National Call from Patna. And there is another professor in Agra College, our god brother, Aud Bihari Kapoor. He is also a doctor, and he has written a book about Sri Chaitanya Dev, life and teachings, based on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there he got doctorship, Aud Bihari Kapoor. He comes from Allahabad, but he was long time a professor in Agra College. Still living. Oh. When we were preaching in that side, in Naimasaranya, our Guru Maharaj had a mat. He established a mat there. And then Bhagavat mat, perhaps. Mat, Naimasaranya, Nimsa. And we visited several times, and the priest around, a long time ago, 40 years back. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
And did you prasna di aati sab?
We are told that you have some questions.
Shridhar Maharaj, in the Western world, we find that 6 out of 10 marriages end up in divorces within a few years.
Six?
Out of ten marriages. Yes. If 10 marriages are performed in the Western world, and especially in England,
only 6 are successful.
Only 6 are successful. The other 4 end up in divorce within a year.
They are separated.
Yeah. And the result is that there are so many delinquent children are on the increase in the Western world. The marriage is no more a hasn't got the same bond as it used to be. I was wondering if you have got any message which Harinaya Maharaj could publish and it could be distributed in the Western world. How these people could be stopped from divorcing and so that they could remain together. Because we feel that they are very much on the material platform, sense gratification, and once they get tired of the other partner, they want to leave the other partner straight away because they have got no God consciousness in them left.
In Bhagavatam, it is mentioned how the society is going on and how it should go. Dharmasya jhapavargasya nathathaya upakalpate nathasya dharmaikantasya kamulabhaya visheta kamasya nendriya priti labhu jivita yavata Jivasya tattvajigyasa natho yascheha karmabhi. The arrangement of the system of our life, how it should be and how it is going on at present. Dharma artha kam. There are 3 folds of end. Dharma artha kam moksha. We will take this 4 also. the fourfold ends of life. Kaam means sense pleasure. Then artha means to collect energy, what can be converted into sense pleasure. Dharma means duty, and mukti means to get liberation from the present undesirable life. Fourfold ends of life. Someone must follow any of these. The worst class, the lowest class are following sense pleasure. The sense pleasure. Dharmasya jhapavarkasya. Srimad Bhagavatam says that the dharma, that duty must be set in such a way that it will take to liberation. No artha, arthaya bhukalpati, but at present duty is set in such a way that to earn maximum money. No artha, arthaya bhukalpati. That money earning is not the aim of our duty. Atmarthasya dharmaikantasya kamulabhayasita. And the money should be utilized to help the duty and not to purchase sense pleasure. And sense pleasure, sense connection with the material world, that is not for sense pleasure, but it should be guided in such a way that we can we can keep our health well. We shall have material connection, so much so that we shall have a good body and good mind. So, Bhagavatam says that at present we fix our duty to earn maximum money, and with that money we enjoy ourselves and we distribute them to others. We think that we are doing best duty, but it should not be so. Only we shall take the help from the material world so much as to keep our body fit. And with the fitness of the body we shall earn money. And the money should be utilized to help our duty, to discharge our duty. And the duty should be so placed that it will take me to liberation. This should be. The varnasram is also meant for such. Srimad Bhagavatam says, dharma sunushthita pungshan vishyakshena katha sudyan utpadai jodhijati samayi vahikeva. The duties at directed in varnasram, the brahman khatriya vashya shuddha, and brahmajari gharastha manapastha sannyas. If this system helps us to go to attain Krishna bhakti, then it is all right. But if it fails to take us to that goal, then it is asura vatnasam, failure in vatnasam. Dharma sunushthita pungsang vishyakshina katharujyan utpadai jyotirating samayi bahi kevalam. I have perfectly performed my duties, but it did not produce any attachment, any devotion to Vishnu. Then this is all failure. It is in vain. So, in Bhagavad Gita also we find, by our past karma, wherever we are floated, come. Yadapravirtir bhutanam jena sarvamidam tatam sakarmana tamadbhatya siddhin bindi. Yadapravirtir bhutanam jena sarvamidam tatam. The power, the all-pervading power, that has taken me, carried me to my present position, if from that position, by our own energy, our karma, we try to satisfy him, then we are going up. The energy, the power which has given me this position and which is all around me, always, by my own duty, by my own activity, I must revere, I must show my respect to that power which is all around. Then if I can begin my life in this way, my gratitude to the power that has given me such elevated position, and that with that power that is given to me, utilize it for his service, then I will get promotion. I shall go to my goal in Bhagavad Gita. Jat karoshi jat asnasi jat dhoshi jat jat tavasya tat kurishya madatpanam. Whatever you come across, you meet, try to devote it for my satisfaction and you will make progress gradually. In this way, that this is possible only when we can find some fine gain in our life. Our hope, our prospect in the higher world, if we can come across that, then only it is possible to control us from this self-gratification stage of our life to save us. So, preaching is necessary from all sides, whether he be a Christian or a Mohammedan or a Hindu. Everyone must be common here, or a Buddhist, that to submit to sensualism, that can never be any higher standard of life. Self-control is necessary. But what for self-control? That to work out our salvation from the defective area in which we are living at present. Bhagavad Gita says, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. There are the intelligence or reason of three kinds classified: sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Sattvic intelligence, that higher reasoning, with read the environment in such a way where there is birth, there is death, there is disease, and there is infirmity, there cannot be happiness. If we have got such a keen eye to read the environment, and it is possible only when we get that higher reasoning, that this is not a good place to live. We must seek higher sphere to have our life. This sattvic intelligence can help us. Another thing, which is the basis of Vaishnavism, Bhagavad Dharma. What I told, this is varnasrama. Varnasrama. By good karma, we are gradually coming to such adaptability. But Bhagavad Dharma is another peculiar type. That is based on our taste, not by intelligence or calculation or karma, nothing. That is sukriti ruchi. Wherever I may be, I may not be a Brahmin, but I may be a Chandal. But if I can collect a little bit of my taste for the Leela of Krishna, or Vishnu, Narayana, and with the help of that, if we come in the association of the sadhus and develop my taste towards him, whoever I may be, or whatever in position I may be in, I can have a direct promotion towards the Lord. Anyone, it may be a lecturer, or maybe a chandal, anyone may he be, but taste, ruchi, taste, swadha. And with sadhu sangha, he may direct, he may go to Vaikuntha. Whereas this qualified Brahmin, he may have to go down towards, if he cannot have any taste towards Narayana or Vishnu. So Mahaprabhu, if you have gone through Charitanya Charitamrita, when he asked Raya Ramananda, Sadhya Sadhana Tattva, what is our destination and how to attain that? Please explain this. Ramananda first came out with Varnasrama conception. Varnasrama Charvata, Purushina Parapuman, Vishnu Radhati Pantha Nanatattu Sukarma. By faithfully practicing the duties that are given to us in Varnasrama Dharma, a Brahmin Kottika Vaishya Shuddha, by discharging his own respective duties, they can go forward. Mahaprabhu told Sri Chaitanya Dev, this is also superficial. Go deeper, deeper. Then Ramananda came out. Krishna karmatpam sattva sadhya sa. If whatever duty we do, if we have direct connection, Varnasrama has got a relation with Narayana in a indirect way. But if one be of direct conscious to offer his karma to Narayana, then his life is more successful. Jat karoshi, whatever you do it for him. It is also a custom in our country that whatever deity we worship, either Durga or Shiva, kritaitat karma phalam Sri Krishna samarpitamastu. At the end of the function, we take some water in the hand and we offer all the consequences to Krishna. For him, the result of the puja, home, yoga, sradh, whatever it may be, it should be offered to Krishna, to the center. So we must be consciously do that, direct. That is Ramananda told, yat karoshi yadasnasi yad. Mahaprabhu told, eho bajjo, this is also superficial. Go deeper. Then Raman sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam karmatyag. We mamekam saranam jana. Completely dissociate with you, with the duties, duties that are, you think the duties that you think that is proper to you in your present position. Give up all duties and prepare to come to God exclusively all eliminating, come forward towards God. Sarvadharmam parityajya mamakam. In Bhagavad-gita, Gita, Yuga, Gunam, Devasam, Maya, Adhisthana, Pishakam, Dharmam, Samitajya, Jasvandam, Mam, Bhaji, Satya, Sattama. The duties that are ordered by me in the Shastra for different stages, if one, that is a constitutional method of progress, but give them up and take the way, the path of revolution, give up everything and they come to me and I shall protect you. The Bhagavad Gangadhar Tilak in his Bhagavad Gita edition, under this slok he put a very good emotional meaning. He has told this, that in this last slok the Lord has distributed nectar in a golden plate. Sonatsalate Subarna Thala Upadita Amrita Paribeshan. He has written in this way. Wherever we may be, according to your karma, does not matter at all. But from there, give up everything and jump towards Krishna. You are all, my all, I want you. And all cut off, all connection. Karma tag. Wonderful it is that Mahaprabhu, eho bajjo age kahawar. This is also superficial. You are jumping, you are accepting revolutionary path, but you have not got yet anything. Taking risk to get the desired result. This is cannot be accepted, because you took risk and you jumped towards Krishna. It is all, it is no certainty that you will get him. This is also superficial. I'll go deeper, fitting to the proper meaning. Then Dhamananda told Jnanamishra Bhakti, Aggāiva gunān dosanna, brahma bhūta prasannātmā no sochati no kāṁśati, samasvadvesu bhūteshu mad bhakti nabhati parā. Brahma bhūta, one who has attained in such a position that he can conceive that he is not a part of this mundane world, but he is conscious, he is a part of the conscious world, Atma, Chetan, a particle of consciousness, he can understand. And Brahma Bhuta, Prasanna Atma, his heart is satisfied. No sochati, not to mourn, because no affinity to things, mortal things, not to mourn, no sochati, no kankhati. And he fully aware of transientness and substantiality of the material thing. So he does not want anything mundane. Madhvakti dhavati parang. Then he can acquire my pure devotion. Eho bhajya, this is also external. Yes, he is in a position and he is aspiring after the truth, but he has not got the truth as yet. Not sure position. Even fall from that position is possible. This Jnanamishra Bhakti. Then Ramananda told, Jnanasunna Bhakti Sadhya Sar. Jnanasunna Bhakti. The uncalculative devotion, affinity towards the Lord. That is, that should be our position where from we shall go further. Jnanasunna Bhakti Sadhya Sar. No calculation of loss and gain, but he does not know why he has got some taste for the service of Krishna, of Narayana. He does not, he can't understand. Not based on love, loss and gain, Jnana-sudna, no calculation there, but automatic tendency towards the service of Krishna. It is very tasteful to him. Wherever he may be a chandal, or a mleccho, or a brahmin, or buddha, anyone he may be, but if he can trace within his heart that he has got some causeless attraction towards the supreme authority, supreme authority, yes, it is, you are there. Here, it may be admitted. Now, go further. So far, this is external, this is dismissed. But here, Jnana-sunya bhakti, when he told that only based on internal test and not by any calculation, by jukti, this is good, this is bad, all this, when he is the judge and making judgments what is right, wrong, all this cancelled, but spontaneous, a spark of spontaneous attraction towards the center, Krishna, if it is found anywhere, Brahmānda Bhumitirna, he is wandering through this infinite world, lack of his karma, but in any place, in any time, coming in contact with a real agent, a real sadhu, if one has acquired a very small quantity of ruchi, taste, attraction, that can be, that is reliable. This calculated things are not reliable, nor the imposed duty in the varnasram, not reliable. But the heart's tendency, sincere tendency, that is the seed of raga, love, prem, that is, we can rely, depend on that. Eva hoy age kahavar. That is the example, jnani prayasamujapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitan bhavadiyo vartan sthane sthita sudhigatan tanuvang manuvi jivprayasamujapasya sthidakka. This was given from Bhagavatam, the Pramana was quoted, this Jnani Prayasamudvasya. I am vulnerable, so my calculation of my good or about the environment, all vulnerable. So I should not rely on my judgment. My judgment is fallible, fallible. So, independent of my judgment, if I have acquired some unnatural, not unnatural, but quite natural thing, if I can gather, the attraction, the favor from that side, bhakti, which is nirgun. Nirgun means, gun means sattva raja tama. This is the constituent parts of maya. Maya means misunderstanding. Misunderstanding. Misunderstanding also divided into three sections. Tamo, deep ignorance, misunderstanding. And the raja means middle. And the sattva means very misunderstanding there, but not much. But within misunderstanding, within maya. Maya means local interest, to see things or read the environment by local interest, not from the standpoint of universal interest. The Hegelian theory says the reality must be for itself, by itself and for itself. By itself, he is his own cause. If someone is the cause of that, then he cannot be reality. The prime cause must be reality. So reality must be self-existent, svatasiddha, svayambhu. And another thing, the reality must be for itself. He exists for his own satisfaction, not to satisfy another thing. Then if his existence will be to satisfy for another thing, that will hold the primary position. And this will have secondary position. If existence is to satisfy some other thing, so that will be primary. So to become reality, that must have within him that for himself, everything for himself. So everything for him. Ahami sarvajagyanam bhokta cha prahuri vacha in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvajagya sarohari. Everything meant for me. You are also meant for me. To come to such understanding, to have pure devotion. He is the only party, absolute, one, Advaigan. And we are his potencies of different type. We are meant for his lila. He is making lila. And we are contributing there. This is the universal vision of the whole. And you must have to come to that harmony. Without doing that, when you think your separate interest, however extended, I am personal interest, family interest, a little extended, village interest, society interest, then country interest, all extended selfishness in the infinite. However greater part may be, that is a mere point in the infinite. It has got no position. So nothing less than the whole, what is necessary. So we are a part of his lila, everything meant to satisfy him, not to satisfy me. My satisfaction is a part of his satisfaction. His satisfaction is there, and it must be a contributing point there. I am his part, and my satisfaction must be a part of his satisfaction. In this way, then there will be harmony, no clash. Otherwise there will be clash. Extended selfishness from one country to another country fight, one society another society fight, one sex another sex fight, clash, different angle of vision, separate interest. All must merge in the center. Aham hi sarvajagyanam. Whatever Ishavashvidam Sarvam, Jatkincha Jagattam Jagattino Taktino, everything belongs to him. With this view, you try to move on, then you will get the harmonized life. Then, Gyani Prayaso. What brain, papi brain I have got, our Guru Maharaj used to say, papi brain. What is my puffy brain? How can it understand and how can it find out its own welfare? So it comes from reveals line. Vidyadvi, Manusangata we find. What is the definition of dharma? Manu says, Vidyadvi, Srivita, Svadvi, Nitta, Maddesha, Radhivi, Hridayena, Bhanugyatu, Jo, Dharmastan, Nibudhata. Manu says, what is dharma? What is duty? I just tell you or listen to. What is this? Vidyadvi sevita. Vidyadvi. The interpretation has given Veda vidvi. Vidyadvi. Who is Vidyan? Who is learned? The Veda vid. Who are well versed in the revealed truth. No value of this empirical acquired knowledge. This is all false. No standpoint they have got of their own. All selfish and crooked and very meager. And from the infinite standpoint that has been extended here in this mundane, the knowledge, Vedogyan, and you are to study that, revealed truth, revealed scriptures. And in Bhagavatam we find Uddhava says, to Krishna. Why in the name of religion so many forms we find here? None is able to clear this position. You can only do. So I put this question to you, my master. Please solve. Then Krishna told, Palai Vaniyam Veda Sangita, Nasta Palai Vaniyam Veda Sangita, Mayadu Brahmani Prakta Dharma Yasyana Madhatmaka. After the wholesale dissolution, when the creation began, I told about religion to Brahma. Mayadu Brahmani Prakta. First, it came from me to Brahma, the creator. And then from Brahma it came to this world. Mayadu dharmo yasyan madatmaka. And what is religion? I told, that is this subject of the religion is myself. Krishna told. Mayadu brahmani prakta. What is religion? And I told, that it is with me. I am all in all. To know me, to have me, that is religion. This is religion. I am the truth. I am the consciousness, judgment, and I am the fulfillment. Satchitananda. And the dharma is connecting me only. And this I first delivered to Brahma. And from Brahma, so many others, Manas Putra, so many disciples in disciplic order. Then, why this variegated nature? Prakriti Vaichitra are Parampurjena. From Brahma, his first group, so many, they heard from Brahma. But according to their own capacity, they could understand, they could follow Brahma. Not of the same standard. That was modified by their own internal prejudice. So, Prakriti Vaichitrat, Brahma told, and so many hearing, but according to their own capacity they could understand. When in that turn they gave delivery to their own disciple, there was some distinction. Then, from disciplic order, disciple, so many changes in the medium, modification. In the beginning it was one, when it came from me and the Brahma. But afterwards it was modified by the prejudices of those that came to learn that thing. So, Prakriti Vaichitrat in the first group, and afterwards Parampurjena, from 1 to 2, 3 numbers in this way, as many medium it is coming, it is being modified. So in this world now find a jungle, and some Pashandra Matayupari, some competitive opinions have been sprang out from this mundane world also. So now it is a jungle. Some they trace in the top, some in job, some in done, some in pilgrimage. So one gives stress in another one thing. In this way, this variegated nature, and it failed. But really, it was one, and I was the